Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
My name's Liana Wojcieniak, and I'm joined here today by Rob Geary. We're filling in for Dave and Faisal.
Well, all I can say is we're bringing a little bit more youth to the show today, eh?
Don't let them hear that.
Well, it's good. We have an amazing topics. So maybe you can tee us up for what we got coming up.
That's right. We're going to talk about staying injury-free as you age. We all hear about needing to do more exercise, but we're going to talk about specifically how to do that and how to prevent injury when you're doing it. And we're also going to talk about something that I think we're all starting to think about, heading out to your cabin, vacation property, recreational property in Alberta, BC, or elsewhere. So we're going to be talking about what's on the horizon in the market on that side as well.
Liana, it's been an interesting week in the markets, as it always is, but there was some reoccurring themes that I would say feel like a broken record talking about. We had the FOMC, we had some Fed speak out of the US, we had some commentary on the Canadian side too, after we got GDP results on the Canadian economy and how it is starting to slow. You want to give us some highlights that you saw maybe later in the week that we saw in the job market in the US specifically?
Well, that's right. And I think if we had a dollar for every time we actually said the word interest rate or inflation over the last couple of years, we'd be very wealthy people. But at this point in time, we're looking for some slowing in the economy. So we saw that in the Canadian GDP numbers, a little bit softer. We also saw that on the US Fed's interest rate decision, more dovish than expected. And then we got some job numbers to back that up on Friday. In particular, we saw unemployment tick up slightly in the US, which is good news, bad news story. It's good news because it's the direction that the US Fed wants to see. It's bad news because it means the economy in the US is slowing a little bit. Now, one of the interesting measurements out of that report was the wage inflation number. That's at about 3.9% year over year versus 4.1% that we saw in March. The target for wage inflation that the US Fed is looking for to bring inflation as an overall down to that 2% is between 3 and 3.5%. So slightly closer to that number that they're looking for. Still looking for an interest rate cut at some point, probably in September.
And the dichotomy between Canada and the US on when these rates are going to start to come down dominated again this week. And that was more on the Canadian side again, right? They may have, they're going to need a few more data points, but the main one is that the economy is slowing and that is looking like they're going to cut sooner than the US side. How long have we been talking about this for now?
Too long. A couple of years now.
A couple years?
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel that long?
It does, actually. It feels like a very long time.
I think it's an interesting concept that maybe we should start to discuss here is the perception of time and how we all perceive time differently. It's a little bit interesting for us because we have, you know, all the screens in front of us on a minute-to-minute basis. We're watching that. It feels different. We have the historical numbers in front of us, so we kind of know. But there's even points in our day-to-day where we forget about historical moments, forget about what happened in 2008, let's say, or 2020. Some of those things just erode the short-term memory.
Well, and that's right. It's a joke, but if you're holding your breath or you're, you know, running, and this is something that you can probably attest to, a minute can feel like a really long time. So our time perception gets skewed by what's going on. And it's very often the negative things that or things that are difficult that feel a lot longer than things that are positive.
And I hear that. I hear that from conversations, talking with individuals or clients alike, in the sense of, I only get texts from all my friends when the market goes down, and there's no context to it. It is, the market was down today. Did you see that?
Or the market's been down forever. Well, no, it's been down for about a month. And it was great beforehand. Okay, it was great for about 4 or 5 months before that.
So even the concept of year to date, from January 1st to now, we're up. Markets are up. It's interesting, right? And I think that, you know, as we age, the perception of time changes as well.
Well, it's a common thing to say. It just feels like every year gets faster, year after year after year, and now we're sounding a little bit more closer in age to Dave and Faisal than maybe we are when we say that. But when it comes to in the time, the way, the speed at which time goes by, it feels like it gets faster every year.
So I'm going to ask you the question then, why does time seem to speed up as we grow older?
I think it's a psychological
trick of
our brains.
It's all in our perception, right? Which is in our brains, mm-hmm. right? That we can somewhat control, right?
I think, I'm not sure you can control it. I think all you can do is remind yourself what reality looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your experience too? Have you found a way to kind of control what you think what time actually looks and feels like, and reconcile that to how you feel about it?
So I have a little a different approach with children now, and that one speeds up tremendously as I've aged. But you go back historically in time, right? And my cell phone becomes my chronological order of events and what happens, but it is still some of the events, you know, maybe that we don't want to remember, right? Like market conditions or things that have happened personally that you're trying to get rid of in your memory too, right?
So I think that brings up an interesting point, because I think one of the things that helps people, and this might be, you know, you're looking at your portfolio because you feel like things have been negative for a long time, or looking at something else in your life because it feels like it's been bad forever, or it feels like it was always better in the distant past, that sort of thing, is actually fact checking that with an unbiased third party, or at least a record of some sort that just has data to it.
Mm-hmm. Facts can help.
Facts can help. But it's interesting because I think a lot of people don't necessarily go there because the feelings are real.
Mm-hmm.
You can't discount that. And that's something that I think we have conversations with clients about a fair bit of the time, because you can't discount your own feelings about the market and what you've seen over time.
Mm-hmm.
But the facts might say something different than the experience that you feel like you've been having.
So having the personal discipline to go back in time on maybe looking at portfolio or market on disciplined intervals,
mm-hmm.
whether it be annual or year to date, right? Maybe that is a better approach of this was the moment in time that I looked at, and creating your own intervals creates a very different time perception.
That's actually a really good point on that front, because if you're creating your own interval, it doesn't really have any meaning. It's hard to compare that to other time intervals. So an annual basis or a monthly basis or something like that makes a lot more sense than, well, over the last 4 months versus the year before that versus maybe the last 12, 18, 16, whatever number you pick. Those will all come out with different numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually a really good point about having a disciplined and regular schedule that you mm-hmm. review things on, whether that's quarterly, whether that's annually, because that will give you a more real read on what the data is and allows you to check your feeling about it against the data.
I think it also allows you to take the data out of your day-to-day life and go back into just living your life.
That's right. Well, and just living your life and just being able to go and live your life is one of the things that we talk about. And we're going to be talking about that and how to get your finances to support that at our upcoming seminars.
Yes, join us. Our next one will be in Lethbridge. This will be on Tuesday, May 7th, 7 p.m. in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel. We're holding our next one in Calgary on Tuesday, June 4th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House in GoDoMoreThanMoneyRadio.com, or connect with us on Facebook to register.
Right. And it's going to be a very interesting conversation at both of those seminars. We look forward to chatting with you about what your plans are for retirement and how to actually construct your portfolio to get there, emotions or no, all of those things considered. Join us after the break. We're going to be talking about a topic we all know that we need to exercise more, but how do you actually do that for your own safety? We'll talk about how agility training can help. Join us after the break on QR Calgary and More Than Money.